Welcome back to Horizons. John McGee, welcome to Horizons.
Thanks very much, David.
You're having the Language and Culture Week again this year, but it's happening a little earlier this year than it did last year.
It is, David. And the reason for that is basically our transition years are just so busy. They have a tour coming up to Barcelona in March, and they have a musical. They'll be working on a musical around Easter time and afterwards. And so it would be too much for them to do. I mean, they're very capable, but I know that it would just be, they'd be spreading themselves so thin. So having it early in the year is avoids that. And also dark evenings, a bit colder in December, and also coming up to Christmas season gives us a different flavor to the week and to the evening.
Yeah. Yeah. How did it go last year?
It was great. It was great last year. The week itself, the Language and Culture Week, was great. Great variety of workshops from people coming from outside, but also some of the transition years running workshops of younger students, which is great. And the culture night was wonderful, really. Just the most beautiful celebration of diversity and inclusion and belonging and everything. And it's one night during the year. I know there's a limit to how many people we could fit into the library, probably 150 or 200 a push. But I said to everyone there, you know, next year bring a friend, because people who don't go miss out on so much. Yeah. It's such a unique night. It's such a relaxed night in a school setting, but people are doing, you know, Irish people and people of other countries are just doing what they want to do and being themselves. It's a beautiful thing to see.
Yeah. And for anyone who doesn't know, the sort of premise of the week is just showcase all the different cultures that you have down there in Mill Street.
That's it. I mean, we've been doing this for 20 years now. Since 2006 was our first time. And it's just to showcase, as you say, the different cultures and languages and nationalities represented in the school and in the local community. It's about celebrating, you know, having quizzes about different, you know, national flags, cultural dishes, different things. So lots of things like that. We have a first year home economics class. We're going to be preparing a global kitchen, different dishes from different countries that the students come up with themselves. And also we deal with some of the more, I suppose, tougher issues to deal with, issues around racism. We have Sports Against Racism Ireland in with our first years working on a workshop around discrimination, and our transition years are working with our second years on a workshop based around a resource called Showing Racism the Red Card. So it explores the whole origins of that. So the week itself is a lot of light in it, but also some heavier stuff as well, because it needs to be rooted, because we have to acknowledge the reality of life. That's it.
Can you let me know what sort of events you have on this year?
Okay. Well, we have our first years. I'm going to be working with a group of transition year students who volunteered to work with them and with a home economics teacher. They're going to be preparing some dishes, traditional food from different countries. And the first years will come up with the idea. There'll be their suggestions that are put into practice, as it were. We also have a workshop from a gentleman called Dean Oakey, who's coming in to run a workshop with our fifth years, all our fifth year students, around about just raising awareness and being confident in their own, in themselves going forward. And, you know, standing on their own values, I suppose. We have our transition year students who will be, another group of transition year students who will be running a workshop with second years around the theme of showing racism the red card. And there's resources on the redcard.ie. So we've adapted those and they'll be using that. So it's a big thing really for peer education. It's an example of peer education and for them to go into their peers, even though they're only a year or two below them, and talk about a subject which isn't always the easiest subject to deal with. To their credit, is great. And then we obviously will have a whole school quiz. We have the MC Mill Street Community School Olympics, where every student in the school is in groups, and they in their PE classes they take part in events again run by the TYs, representing one of the countries represented in the school, if that makes sense. So yeah, all the around 25, 26 countries represented in our school, they'll have students representing them. Then the winning country gets medals at the end. And then the high point of the week, it really is the celebration of culture and inclusion, which is on Thursday the 4th of December, and that's really open to the public. It's our 20th year of holding that event, and it's a great celebration of diversity in culture, colour and music and dance and singing, and also a chance to taste food from around the world, and just a chance to acknowledge and celebrate what's all the positive things that are happening, and also to acknowledge and to celebrate all that happens in Mill Street, and the welcome that Mill Street has given people from different countries over the years. What a wonderful place it is, and how, you know, I'm sure the challenges along the way, I'm sure there has been, but I think in terms of a town that has welcomed people, opened its arms to people who have come from parts of Europe or different parts of the world, it's done tremendously well.
That does sound wonderful. If you put me out 26 plates of food, each from a different country, I would do my best to eat at each and every plate.
It'd be understandable if he did. And in fact, sometimes there's food people recognise, and sometimes food people don't recognise, and it's a matter of them to be brave enough to try something that maybe they don't know. We have little signs by the plates so people know, first of all, if there's any nuts in this, that's important, okay, but also where it's come from and what's in it. So people have some idea what they're eating, what they're tasting.
Could you tell me what guests you have coming this year?
Okay. I know that Bishop Ray Brown is going to come along for, I know he has another engagement that evening, but he's going to come along with it to be with us that evening, which is fantastic. We also have Imam Amir Hamad. He's from the Cork Mosque, and he has, each year we invite him up to the school to speak with some of our students, to answer their questions about Islam and about just to broaden their mind. And it's much better to hear from him than hear from me, because he obviously has more and more knowledge. I've invited him to come along. He's going to come along with his family and bring some food. He's from Egypt originally, so I'm expecting some traditional food from Egypt.
Oh, very interesting.
And we also will have a sanctuary ambassador coming along as well. Now, we were actually acknowledged as a champion school of sanctuary in 2023. And for the last 3 years, we've had a sanctuary ambassador coming along to visit us. Now, these are people who work with School of Sanctuary Ireland, but have come to Ireland and have settled here and are prepared to talk about the experience of coming from their home country to Ireland and settling here, and the challenges and also the opportunities they found along the way. So in the evening of celebration, the Culture Night, having someone like that to speak roots the event in the reality that the many people there, even for the Irish people there who maybe have people overseas, they've gone to work overseas, a lot of people have experience of migration, whether it's themselves coming to Ireland or people they know going somewhere else. And so someone speaking from their experience, it touches people's hearts, because I think people can empathize with the experience in some way. Even they might be a different country, whatever, it gives people something they can identify with and share with. So amongst all the singing and dancing and music and fun, there's also the serious part there, which kind of gives the whole event a sort of rootedness, I suppose.
That's great. And I know you're very humble, John, and you don't consider yourself an expert in these matters, but I do think your role as sort of a facilitator to connect people with experts is very important. So well done to you on that.
Thanks very much, David. It's great to have outside expertise coming in. That's the thing. Another voice, someone that people don't know, and they always bring something different and something new, which is great.
John, I understand you're a chaplain as well in the school. Do you feel like your faith experience helps you in this role of facilitating the festival?
I think it does, David. Even though the week and the night itself aren't religious in any way explicitly, on a personal level, I think one parable, and I teach it every year, and I love teaching the parable of the Good Samaritan in Luke's Gospel. And the question, who is my neighbour, that Jesus asks, is such a relevant question these days, any time, but especially these days. Who is my neighbour? You know, is it someone who looks like me or does what I do or whatever? Or do we have to go beyond that? And I think the reality of the week, like the Language and Culture Week and also the Culture Night itself, is living out of that. You know, you're meeting people maybe you don't know or don't live near you or aren't from your own country, whatever, but it gives people a chance to break down those barriers. So on a personal level, Parable of Good Samaritan is important reading for me, because it informs a lot of why I do, but particularly around the Culture Night, it would be something that's in the back of my mind.
Very good. And as you said as well, Bishop Ray is going to be down with you. And one thing Bishop Ray always emphasizes when I'm talking to him is the three principles of kindness, gentleness, and generosity. And it seems like you're embodying that spirit very well.
Well, I'd like to think so. And we do as a school. I think we try to do our best for that. And it's a welcoming, friendly place. And we've gotten used to welcoming people over the years. That's the reality of it. You know, it's nothing unusual when a new student comes. Maybe they come from another country or whatever. It's just not unusual anymore. It's not a surprise. We just get on with welcoming them and making them feel at home and feel part of the community.
Yeah, you can say, oh, you're from Egypt. I ate your national dish just recently. John, if people are looking to come to the festival, when's it on?
Okay, so the celebration of culture and inclusion is on Thursday, the 4th of December, starting at 7 p.m. in Mill Street Community School Library and Canteen. Everyone's welcome. No cost, no charge for admission. Everyone's welcome to come along. Just enjoy it. That's it.
Excellent. When does the week kick off?
The Language and Culture Week in our school kicks off on Monday, the 1st of December, and runs until Friday, the 5th of December. So it's a busy week, and a lot of the preparation will be done beforehand. Some of the activities, the TYs, will be involved in running, will obviously have to be worked on beforehand. But that's the week when it's happening. That's the week. And I'd just like to say as well that all the work we do during the Language Culture Week and on Culture Night and during the year really wouldn't be possible without the school management. Paul O'Shea-Con, who's our principal, and Frances Moyne, our deputy principal, and indeed Shane Gearn, who's a teacher, TY coordinator, and the staff as a whole, obviously. But certainly having that backing from management for these kind of activities are so important, and I'm very, very lucky to have that.
Excellent. I hope the week is a fantastic success for you, and thank you very much for coming on Horizons, John McGee.
These are the upcoming events from around the diocese. There'll be a Mass celebrating all nations in the community today, in St. John's Church, Tralee at 12 noon, and the celebrant will be Bishop Ray Brown. All are welcome. The recruitment period for the new lay pastoral leaders continues, and one of the leaders, Bridie Mulvihill, will speak at Mass today explaining the role of a lay pastoral leader. Can you commit yourself to 3 to 4 hours per week as a volunteer of the lay pastoral leader program over the coming 5 years? If you're interested in becoming one, a training program will begin in January. Contact Francis Rowland at dioceseofkerry.ie. Today there will be an All Services Remembrance Mass at 11:30. Oglach Náisiúnta na hÉireann invites all service Army, Garda and Coast Guard. Unit flags will be dipped during consecration. On Thursday, the monthly prayer meeting takes place in the Nagel Rice Community Hall from 8 to 9:30. The guest speaker is Father John Ahern. All are welcome. Finally, Pope Leo has posted on X. As stewards of God's creation, we are called to act swiftly with faith and prophecy to protect the gift he entrusted to us.
Kathy Roberts, welcome to Horizons.
Thank you, David, for having me. I'm a committee member of the Ballyfnan Christmas Market and the Christmas Hall Association. And this year we're having our third Christmas Market. So the Ballyfnan Christmas Market is taking place this year on Sunday, the 30th of November, from 11 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon.
That's great. And how did this all start?
So the Ballyfnan Hall Committee decided that after COVID and everything, we could do with a feel-good factor in the community, and the community is absolutely fabulous there. We wanted to raise funds both for the community hall, and we also give back. Our main charity that we give back to will be the St. Vincent de Paul in Castlemaine, and half the proceeds of that will go to St. Vincent de Paul then.
That's very nice. I remember I went along last year and there was mince pies and there was cakes and there was handmade jewellery, and I think I entered a couple of raffles. I don't think I won anything. I want you to go back and have a word with the organisers on my behalf.
You might have to come and give your try again, yeah. This year, please. On the day, we're going to have a surprise from the man in the red coat. He's going to do a drive-by for all the kids, and he'll be Garda escorted.
Oh wow!
We have loads of crafters that are coming. People that make soaps, people that are selling honey, knitted goods, loads of crafters, and like you said, their jewellery and all of that. They'll all be back again this year.
Do you find that as the market gets bigger, that you're struggling for space in the hall? It seems like as you get more successful, you're going to run up against space problems.
Yes, we have limited spaces every year in the hall, but weather permitting them, we do have a few spaces outside. We're very lucky to have the space outside. We have a wonderful committee there behind us every year. So I suppose, look, the community hall, they do various events throughout the year. They do amazing work for the community. There's a lot that actually goes on.
That's fantastic. I think I remember as well last year there was a carol singing happening while the market was ongoing, and that sounded very nice.
Absolutely. So we're very lucky. Siobhan and John from In The Frame, they donate their time, energy, and they're very community orientated people. They come, they do carol singing, and it just lends a magical ear to the Christmas market and that, you know, that kind of Christmas magic.
Yeah, and fantastic, yeah. Community atmosphere.
Then kids in the community, they get a table. So if they're planning all year long what they're going to sell at their table, and it's really good for them because there's loads of life skills that they're learning, they're interested. So this is one of the things I really like about the community in Ballyfnan. It's like from the kids at the ground, grassroots up to the older members of the community, there's something for everyone there. A lot of the people that are there and on the committee, they're just can-do people, very community-orientated people. They're just amazing.
It's great to see the kids get so involved. Thinking back now as well, I'm pretty sure the carol singing last year was by kids.
Yeah so we try and get them involved. That sense of belonging community goes from right down from, say, from the kids all the way up.
Yeah.
It's amazing, yeah.
That's great. Kathy Roberts, thank you very much for coming on Horizons.
Thank you for having me.
After the break, First Saturday Devotions.